Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Salutations, Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code Zach, Z-A-C, for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows available here on the Gas Digital Network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and long sleeves. Thank you so much for wearing merch out to the shows. It really, really means a lot. Guys, today is going to be a fun one. I am joined by two returning guests for a sequel to the movie we watched last week. To my right, I got Tim McLaughlin.
What up, everybody? Hello.
Thank you for being here, my friend. And to my left, I got Sonya Z.
Greetings.
Thank you so much for being here. Guys, let's knock plugs out of the way. Sonya, what do you want people to check out?
Check out my podcast, Yo, That's Weird. It's at Yo, That's Weird Podcast on Instagram and YouTube. And I'll be at the Punchline in January in Philly.
Fantastic. Tim?
If you are a fan of the Indianapolis Colts, which no one is right now because they are bad, you can check out the Three Horsemen podcast with me, friend of the show, Tom Takkar, and boring attorney, Connor Delahanty. You can also check out, what is it, my other show? Oh, Great Hang with Micah and Tim. If you like listening to Micah Fox be mean to her boyfriend, check out Great Hang with Micah and Tim everywhere you get podcasts and on YouTube, and come to the worst show in Manhattan every Sunday at 9 p.m. Beauty Bar, 14th and 3rd, the worst show you'll ever see.
Very good plug. Guys, if you want to see me live, I will be in Houston, Texas at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival at the Secret Group, and that is the 17th through the 20th. And it'll be myself, Sean Patton, Joe DeRosa, Mark Norman, Harlan Williams, and Doug Benson. Really, really fun lineup there. And then I will be on the road a little bit working, and then I'll be back in December where, hey, you guys know I love wrestling, right? Well, I'm going to be at the ECW Arena in Philadelphia, December the 15th. They're going to start doing comedy there, and I think I'm the first comedian that they're going to have headline. And I think that is pretty goddamn cool, so come on out. Other than that, thank you for supporting the show. And before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Yummy, 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 I've got love in my tummy. Ever have a friend that has a guy? Nobody can find something, but your friend has a guy? Well, I've got a guy for auto parts. And their name? RockAuto.com! They've been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, you've got a guy. I'm telling you, RockAuto.com has the auto parts you need at reliably low prices. If you've got a used car, it's probably appreciated in value. The car market is hot, which is why now is the time to keep your car well-maintained. So check out the website, and if you get anything, let them know you heard about them on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. They're going to love that. Guys, you know the website. You love it. What is it? Sing it with me now. RockAuto.com. Fuck yeah! Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you're into Kratom, YoKratom is the only place where you can get a full kilo delivered to your door for just 60 smackers. They have all your favorite Kratom strains, amazing customer service, and you won't find better prices anywhere. Guys, the price of everything's been going up lately. And that's your gasoline, your rent, your groceries. You know what's staying the same? A kilo of Kratom from YoKratom.com. So you can stop going to gas stations, smoke shops, and bodegas for your Kratom, where you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So if you are over the age of 21 and into Kratom, go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, an official sponsor of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Kratom! And we're back. Brett Raybould's getting naked in the lobby. I don't understand why. But today is going to be a great day. Last week we watched Cabin Fever. So I thought this week we're going to watch Cabin Fever 2, Spring Fever. This is a very fun movie. It was shot in 2007. It was shelved for 2 years. The director, Ty West, who very recently came out with X and Pearl, also made the excellent The Innkeepers, as well as House of the Devil, has stated he does not like this movie. And he had asked to take his name off of it and use the name that directors use when they don't want their name on a movie, which is Alan Smithy. But he was not at the time in the Directors Guild and could not do that. So his name is still attached, but he claims that after reshoots and re-edits from the producers and the production company, he no longer wants his name associated with it. I actually think it's a pretty goddamn good movie. I really like it. It is on Amazon Prime, so you can watch the movie and sync us up right with it. Or just use that promo code Zach and watch it on GasDigitalNetwork.com. We do screen the movie for free every Friday at midnight. Pre-stream starting at 11:30. So, you know, check it on out. See how you feel. And, hey, regardless of how you watch it, if you pay for it, if you stream it, I don't care. I just love that you love the show and I love you. Friends in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Heck, I have a question. Is the guy from Boy Meets World, is he in the first Cabin Fever or is he in this one?
He is in the first Cabin Fever, but hey, stranger things have happened, then maybe he'll be in this one as well.
Ooh.
But yes, you're talking of Ryder Strong.
Ryder Strong.
And he is the last surviving person in
the first one?
The first Cabin Fever. Oh. Are you familiar at all, Sonya?
I love the first Cabin Fever.
Yes, we watched it last week. I got to say, holds up.
Yeah. Really, you know, good I movie. Almost watched it around Halloween.
I've never seen it.
It's good.
Do I need to see the first one to watch this one?
Nope. It is a flesh-eating bacteria. A bunch of people were on a camping trip and they got it.
Okay.
Ryder Strong's the only one left alive.
I had a flesh-eating bacteria in my foot and there was a big hole in my heel for a while and then I had to put a bunch of topical ointment on it and it went away.
How deep was it?
I could get like the tip of my pinky in it. It was pretty gross.
That was a real trashy way of measuring that.
Yeah.
How deep was it? Pinky deep?
Oh, is that our boy right there?
That's Ryder Strong.
Oh my God. Ask and answered.
So, yes, he is. So, one thing I will complain about, this movie is supposed to basically take place directly after the first film. However, in the first film, they're celebrating fall midterms, and now this movie's in the spring.
Mm.
And I feel like they did a bit of a time jump on me, but I could be crazy. Because I'm pretty sure your prom is not in the middle of fall, and I don't think it's a homecoming dance.
No.
I took a big bite into a Subway sandwich, one of the big long ones at prom. Took a big bite, got a toothpick stuck in the top of my mouth.
You are...
Pulled it out, blood was spilling out of my mouth, and I tried to kiss my date with a bunch of blood in my mouth. She got all upset and then didn't want to fuck me or whatever. But
you are a treasure. Have I ever told you that? You got so excited about a big sandwich.
I love a big sandwich.
That you put a toothpick through your face.
A sandwich made by an artist.
Through your soft palate.
You had Subway sandwiches at your prom?
Yeah.
That's a whole other bag of... That's a whole other problem, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Indiana, bro. That's,
you know,
like
most of those are
sandwich.
Like sit-down catered affairs.
Yeah.
Proms?
Yeah.
Well, this was the after prom.
Oh, naturally. Okay.
I think at the regular prom, we all got Fazoli's or something. I have no idea.
Oh, wonderful. Well, this goes good.
Yes.
And that's as much Ryder Strong as we're getting.
Hey, cameo. It was a great cameo.
That was
great way to live. And by the way, very good gore.
I like that.
That
was cool.
I did like the splash.
Interesting. What could it be?
So this is the only other recurring character from the first movie. That is Giuseppe Andrews as Deputy Winston, arguably the person who steals the first movie. And he is an actor and filmmaker and musician who is a complete crazy person.
Yeah.
In real life?
Yes.
Yeah.
In real life, yeah. He makes music and he makes movies where he...
I didn't see anything. They were yelling. They're always yelling. All I wanted was some peace and quiet. Relax,
man. This guy.
A moose? Are you sure?
Yeah, man, I see this kind of shit all the time.
Yeah, it's a moose that had clothes.
Oh, what's this guy in?
He's also in Detroit Rock City.
That's it.
Which is what I assume you know him from.
Yeah.
And not to repeat too much of what I said about him last week, he has made excellent movies like Touch Me in the Morning and Trailer Town. Trailer Town is a movie he made where he cast the entire movie in a real trailer park.
Wow.
From The Residence.
That sounds cool. It sounds like The Florida Project.
Yes.
To come down on a Sunday.
Did you ever see Pervert Park?
No, but tell me about it.
It's a documentary about sex offenders whose halfway home in Florida is just a trailer park that they're in.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, interview them and this and that. And there's a woman that looks exactly like Zach on there.
Oh, Natch.
And I go, what did she molest, a cake? And then she goes, I fucked my son.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
and my girlfriend at the time was like, well, do you want to take your little joke back? And I was like, no, she fucked her son. She's a bad person.
Love
it's pretty
love.
Good.
I think I watched some of that. It came out a while ago. Like
Yeah. It was back when I was living in Chicago, so it was at least 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, so you're from Philly, right? You guys had Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie.
What's Uncle Eddie?
Like the Swiss, well, there was the Swiss cheese guy, and then Uncle Eddie was like a similar, like, pervert, like, just rumor. Like,
ooh.
So, Uncle Eddie, they were supposed to be a documentary about him. I don't know if it ever came out, but I know they were crowdfunding it. Uncle Eddie was a local gentleman in the Philadelphia area that would pay young boys for their underpants and socks.
Okay.
And then, supposedly, if you were into his inner circle, he would pay you to do things like poop in a pizza box.
Okay.
Ooh.
And then they don't know what else he was paying boys to do. And then he was found to be HIV positive.
I'm still clearing the scene from that bus accident.
But yeah, there was a documentary about like kids, like poor kids would show up with like new like $300 sneakers. And they'd be like, how'd you afford that? He's like, I sold all my underwear.
This is why you can't give children jobs. They spend their money on stupid things.
The child labor laws are there for a reason, to protect them from doing that.
If I sold all my underwear and showed up with new shoes, my mom would be freaking pissed.
When did that take place? Do you know, Uncle?
Oh, it was like 7 days.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of coordinated effort to get that done back then. Right?
Like, yeah.
You like had to scout the right boys. That were gonna
He just like hung out where the kids were.
That's what I mean. It's probably like at the arcade or wherever.
It's a full time job.
You're like a private investigator, but to find out who's going to give you.
Yeah, you can't put an ad out on Craigslist.
Underwear. Yeah. No Craigslist. Yeah.
Miss Pat was telling me that when growing up in her neighborhood, there was just a guy whose house you didn't go by.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. If you went by it and you got molested, that's your fault. Because everyone knows you weren't supposed to go over there.
We had one of those.
This movie basically moves the plot along all in animation, and I really like it. So the bit is, Ryder Strong was in the water has the bacteria in it, and now they're using that as bottled water. That's a bottled water truck.
Oh, okay.
The drink home water is the one with the bacteria.
Down home water has the bacteria in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so the first movie, just to catch up, a group of friends go out in the woods, there's a flesh-eating bacteria. On a guy, he falls into the local water supply.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And
anybody
that drinks the water gets sick. Fun fact, nobody in the first cabin fever dies of the disease.
Oh.
They all die of either different people attacking them or there's a dog that's eating people.
Mm.
So the disease is not technically deadly.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But it does, it's how everyone's handling it becomes deadly.
It does make you look fucked up, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Does it turn you into a zombie? Oh, Judah Friedlander's in there.
Yes. No, it makes you rot.
Okay, so it doesn't change your brain in any way?
I mean, I would assume.
Well, I think that's like implied with the cabin fever is when you have that idea of you're trapped in a cabin in the middle of winter and you can't get out and you like start to like internally break down against each other. And then there's this weird disease which might have a little active effect on the brain. If you're sick, you don't feel good. You like, you know what I mean? Freak out, I feel like. But the subtle in the title, Cabin Fever. It's not just the.
I meant like a zombie thing. It doesn't turn you like.
But it's the guy in the first one is very like, when he like jumps after people, and he's like not super slow, but he's not super fast. He's like, he'll get
you. More because he's rotting.
Yeah, he'll get you, but like.
This animation is great.
It's really fun. I like it. I love a good animation and 3D movie.
Super also has a very good animated opening.
Yeah. Okay. This is given a big, what's the word I'm looking for? Super jail. It's kind of, it's mildly super jail.
The animation style definitely is. And the camera cuts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yep, so basically we're doing another prom movie. In fact, the music that's going to be playing at prom, one of the songs they play at prom, is directly lifted from the 1980 movie Prom Night.
Oh, okay.
With Jamie Lee Curtis.
Do we get to see any disfigured titties?
This movie actually has one of the only scenes I can think of, besides American Horror Story, that has an in-shape guy having sex with a large woman.
Let's go. A little representation for our thick queens.
Yeah.
Zach, it was nice of you to put all the water on the ice, by the way.
Thank you. I want to make sure these kids are hydrated.
Oh, no.
I'm never drinking out of a water bottle with that kind of label again.
Yeah.
You know you've seen that.
This girl looks like someone who's like, I'm going to get in a movie, and then finally it's going to work out for me.
John, you were just
asleep
at the wheel for the high school.
Yeah, not my type.
Did you have uniforms when you went to high school?
Yeah.
No.
I went to a Catholic high school, so
Did you tell your dad? Was he bummed?
But they were. They took away skirts the year before I started going to high school.
No, I don't know that. In fact, neither do you.
Because people were doing them wrong. And by doing them wrong, they added an elevator at our school, and everybody started fucking in the elevator. So they thought if we had to take our pants off, it would make it harder. And I was like, I was trying to wear my skirt to school.
Seriously, man.
No one will let me.
Fucking blue balls out on me, man. Don't think you're the only dude.
That seems like a very bad way to stop people fucking in the elevator.
Yeah.
It's just add pants.
I was telling this girl that I couldn't get hard while I was at school because I took the Adderall that wouldn't get me hard. And so she tried to give me a hand job in the elevator. And she's like, look, he can't. He can't get hard at all. I was like, that's right. I'm an incredible man.
You know what I mean? This is like, besides, it really just proves
did
a
you
little
propose it as a challenge?
No, she did. So, she goes, I bet I could get you hard. I was like, no, I don't think you can.
If she broke up with him,
that always is the worst. When all you want to do is bust a nut.
And
yeah.
Going to prom with you, that's like the
and you're a boy and you're just too nervous.
The smartest dude in school.
Yeah, I wasn't too nervous. I was like an alpha and like a king of the school pretty much. And everyone did like me, which is true. And the story I just told was true also, but...
You know what I think everything you said has been true. So I don't disagree with any of it.
Mark's had a good revenge, exactly what she needs. For every single girl
Adderall will kill. Adderall kills lady boners too. I don't take it, but I know a girl who said she hasn't come in 10 years or something because she's just taking it for so long.
Is it my girlfriend?
Might be. No.
She hasn't come in the last 4 years we've been dating.
This girl has a boyfriend and he's tall and handsome.
Whoa.
And she just can't. She's like, I can't. It's the Adderall. It's a long-term side effect of it, unfortunately. You do it all you want, but...
Yeah. My girlfriend's boyfriend's like out of shape and fucked up and a loser.
Yeah, but I heard he was like the king of his high school.
He was the king of his high school. Everybody did like him. Don't say a word.
He was this guy.
Yeah.
Jacking people up against lockers.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy against the locker. I was like, yeah.
I hear things. I don't like what I hear.
I went to Catholic school. None of the other schools that filtered into the school I went to had black people. So all seven black people that went to our school were incredibly popular immediately. And six of the seven went to school with me and I'm like, these guys suck and are nerds.
Do you get it?
And eventually they filtered down to where only two guys were still cool and everyone was a nerd with me again.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Yeah, my school, my upbringing was diverse, but not a lot of African American people. A lot of Asians, a lot of Indians. We had whatever Indian people go to for church. We had one of those in Secaucus. So we got a ton of Indian people came in. But that was like a click in and of itself.
Is that a temple?
Honey, sweetie,
yeah, it might be.
Angel, please listen to me. Don't hang.
We were definitely mostly white students, but like I was always in the either freak or the black and Latino section because I'm half of each of those.
Half black and Latino?
No, you know what I mean. Like half, I say you're presenting Afro Taino.
Oh yeah.
Is
you have anything to say for yourself?
A mixed portion of Puerto Rico that's got all different mixed people. It's like a different, separate, and then I'm just other
there
half
five
is
weeks
white.
Left in school. Mm.
Other half. Five so weeks. I just when I hang out, still kid? Like that. It's still like that in comedy for me. I feel like I hang out with the freaks and the ethnics.
Nice.
I'm in between.
What? I didn't start. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. What?
I like how you can still say ethnic food at the grocery store. But if I say it like that, people get sometimes like, oh, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah, well, you wouldn't want to say it to the person who cooked it. Like, you make such good ethnic food.
And I asked this guy, I asked this Oriental guy where the ethnic food is, and now I'm in trouble.
You better get your little butt down there.
My
spare you from that.
Aunt is married to a Cuban gentleman. And that his family kind of like became our surrogate family. Like we did all Cuban stuff for every holiday.
That's sick.
But when they first started dating, my aunt, he tried to take my aunt home for dinner with his parents.
I don't want to see you.
And they tried to serve her like black beans and yuca and stuff.
Yeah.
And she actually said, "Oh no, I only eat regular food." And she didn't understand. She thought Cuba was like in Africa. Because she described, she was like, well, I don't know what you guys do, like riding zebras with bones through your noses. Not that it's just an island slightly off of America.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's awesome.
That's my same aunt who thought one of our presidents was Mookie Wilson.
Mookie Wilson.
You could convince me of that now, I know.
Who's a Met?
Zach, we already had a black president, Mookie Wilson.
Yeah, she, during Trivial Pursuit, once said one of our presidents was Mookie Wilson.
What was she reaching for? Did anybody ever get to the bottom of it?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. Yeah. Okay, then,
Mookie Wilson, I believe, was on the 85 Mets.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's definitely sounds right.
Is Woodrow Wilson the one that got stuck in a bathtub?
I think that's Taft.
Oh, yeah, Taft.
Alex Hicks!
Yes, ma'am.
Quiet!
Does that lady have a hair lip?
She has a bad hair lip. She has like a vagina lip clit for a hair lip. It's pretty big.
I mean, that's got to... Do you think it's prosthetic or they hired a lady with a hair lip?
I can't tell you.
I think that's a prosthetic.
I think it might be because it's pretty rough and she's like...
Because I would feel bad holding those auditions.
Hair lip surgery.
Hair lip teacher.
You like have to encounter her in the wild. The casting director would have to be out at like a weird freak show and be like, you.
Well, the sad thing would be that if it's like an 8-person audition and there's 7 ladies who didn't get it.
They all have to go home.
Oh, I know.
Back to their jobs as seamstresses or whatever the fuck they do. I don't know.
Or maybe they feel better because they're like, well, I guess my hair lip's not that fucked up.
Yeah, maybe it's
actually
maybe
look pretty normal.
They leave that day and they're like smiling, standing taller. Look, that's brutal. The audition room.
Is true that she's pregnant?
What?
Miss Hawker just told you guys to shut up. So shut up. I'm trying to learn. Oh.
There's her prom date. Oh, dude, you know what? Fuck, what I said about taking Cassie to prom, man.
So this is very much, it almost starts off like a horror super bad.
Okay, yeah, that's what I got a vibe of.
But yeah, they shot this movie and then shelved it for 2 years. So it didn't come out until it played at one of the California Horror Film Festivals, something like that.
Okay.
But there was major disagreements between the director and the studio, and they went in and did a bunch of reshoots. And re-edits, and I believe when they added the animation, there's also animation at the end. And Ty West apparently hates this movie so much, he wanted his name taken off of it.
Yeah.
Which I don't get, because I really enjoy it. I'm really glad they didn't make another one just in the woods.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been too much.
Like, I think the strongest thing to do with a sequel to a movie is immediately change the location. Like that's why Halloween 2 is so good, because it's in a hospital and not a neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's take the threat and move it to another place.
Yeah. Especially, like, that's good, like, school setting, hospital setting, like, when it's scarier, and, like, a lot of doors. And it's just totally removed from the opposite of being out in the woods with nothing. It's like a big industrial building.
This POV is strange, though. Like, are we a guy hanging out with this guy?
I think we're just a handheld camera.
Shit.
Now I have to ask you a dumb question. That's not also the bus driver, right?
I didn't want to be...
No. I didn't want to be racist.
The bus driver, I think, is bald
and
old.
He was older, little older than that guy.
And was wearing glasses.
But they could have easily just only paid one guy to do both of those.
Yeah.
This looks like they had a good budget for this.
This was a $5 million movie.
Yeah.
Which I believe is five times what the first one cost. I could be wrong, though.
And the first one, I guess, did pretty well.
The first one was, I believe, the most profitable movie. Made for the least, sold for the most at the time for Lionsgate.
Oh, wow. Good for them. After that, they were able to afford all those cogs and fucking gears and shit.
I got dumped.
No, honey.
Ungrateful shit.
That's a very 2007 hairdo.
But anybody that
you know who still has that hairdo? Comedian Trent Mabry. So if you see him in New York, call him gay for having that haircut.
He's like the stupidest guy on earth.
I feel like my ex from that year has this haircut still. If you see him, I don't kick him in the dick.
Don't kick Trent. He's my sweet friend.
Not Trent. Trent's fine. I don't know Trent.
He used to be my assistant in Indianapolis. Oh, let's go.
Yep. This movie starts good.
Yes. I told Micah I wasn't going to watch any high schoolers fuck today, but I guess I was wrong.
Hey, listen. It is always weird as an adult now when you're watching a high school movie and there's nudity.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I know she's 18, obviously, to get the part.
Oh, no. You got herpes now, brother.
Nope.
See, they could have been doing this in the elevator.
They could have. Doesn't matter if she's got pants on or not.
Yep. Right. Doesn't matter one bit. Well, I didn't chub up with that. Not at all.
That was a lot that she spit out.
Yeah, well, that's a high school load.
Yeah.
True. Gross.
That's not what me and Tim are dripping out on a semi-monthly basis.
She gets stabbed in her stomach? Is that cool?
No.
No, I think that's just a scar.
Well, oh. I know, but from being stabbed, I mean.
Look, maybe it's,
You're real nice and sweet and everything, but...
I mean, it would be hilarious if she had a C-section scar in high school.
Day? Yeah.
This was about revenge.
Oh, no.
Besides, I work for a living.
What? You're a prostitute?
Would you please go to prom with me?
If I can get one of the other girls to cover my shift, maybe I'll meet you there. How's that?
Yeah. That's awesome. That actually works better for me in the long run. That's cool. Okay.
And she drinks the water.
No.
Setting into motion.
Is cum the thing that keeps the water from working? We'll find out soon.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
It's his cum specifically.
Hey. Yeah.
They have to milk him to solve everybody. To who's cure everybody.
Who's this Hogwarts looking bitch?
That's not how we were informed.
Yeah, Alex said that you're gonna.
So.
This guy looks way too. This guy looks like he's in Sum 41. He should not be in high school. This is a 40-year-old man who lives at home and plays drums.
John, prom blows. How are you going to pass up Bride of the Cannibals 2, the director's cut for a gay dance?
It's a good question.
It's the most insane sequel ever made. It's banned in over 26 countries.
And your dance is gay.
Yeah, we heard this one part with the bride with the piranha teeth, blasted the guy's dick and balls.
John,
and the dance is gay.
Well, it does sound good.
By the way, I was this guy. I would like bring like
I'm still not sure what I'm doing tonight.
Japanese horror movies to school and like find somewhere to play them.
Yeah. What, are you going to a gay dance?
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch this guy cut a guy up with his sword a bunch of times.
Hey. Yeah, I brought one of the guinea pig movies on VHS.
Yeah, sure.
I was playing it in the science room.
I'll catch you guys later. Cool.
I would just always get people to turn. I would get my teachers to turn the TV on. I never brought anything. We always had a TV in class, and I remember on 9/11, I was like, "Something's happening." Oh God, I was like, "Something's so happening." He goes, "I'm not turning the TV on again, Mr. McLaughlin." And then turns out it was 9/11. Fucking.
That's pretty early in the school year for him to be sick of you.
I'd already gotten him twice.
I got him on 9/10 and 9/7. Faggot.
Alex.
One time,
yeah, I think we're gonna go over to
the me and my buddy were watching. Watch have you ever watched Dolomite?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We were watching Dolomite, and we had this real like strict black guy teacher, and he was like, "God damn it, where the hell have you two been?" And then he goes, "Oh shit, you watching Dolomite?" It's just these two nerdy white kids, and I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "You like Dolomite?" And I'm like, "I fucking love Dolomite." And all of a sudden, complete 180.
Nice.
I feel like I got some props on that one.
I got
for being a fat 14-year-old boy who
that
loved
like
Dolomite.
Saved you for the year with that guy. He was probably had judgments, preconceived judgments in his mind, and then he went.
Thank God he didn't know I only loved Dolomite because he was in Insane Clown Posse's movie Big Money Hustlers.
Doesn't matter. That's your 6 degrees of separation.
By the way, holds up. Great movie. Yeah.
Big Money Hustlers.
Okay.
Big Money Hustlers. Okay. Very funny.
I'll give it a rewatch.
Who wrote Big Money Hustlers?
The Insane Clown Posse and John Cafiero, who is in the band Osaka Pop Star.
Well, I knew that. I'm glad you told the audience, but
yeah, of course. And he did the. I think he was involved in the Dr. Demento box set that just came out. Demented Punk. I'm a wealth of useless knowledge.
I like it. I went and saw the One Piece movie yesterday. Yeah. It was the best film-going experience I've ever had. Yeah. There was not another person in the theater yelling during the anime movie. It was incredible.
That's excellent.
I was having such a good day. I don't know why I brought it up. Probably because I'm watching a movie today.
Seeing a movie by yourself is the greatest.
I kept trying. Tom and I were on the road, and I kept being like, well, we could go see the One Piece movie. I have to see it before it gets, like, spoiled. I already had seen it in Japanese, but they didn't have any subtitles, so I just watched it without knowing what they were saying. But I was like, we got to see it. And he was like, no. So we went to go see The Banshees of Inisherin, which was also great. The new Martin McDonagh movie.
Okay.
Very funny, very dark.
How about it?
I saw Pray for the Devil.
How was that?
It wasn't great.
I'm sorry.
It was all right.
What are you worried about? Are we, like, why, beat up or did anything? The devil get like in a car accident or something? Is that why we're praying for him? Thoughts and prayers for the devil?
I know,
leukemia.
Yeah.
Just like an ankle sprain. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, no.
The devil lost his scholarship.
I kind of didn't get the title. I get it, but I kind of did, like, I don't know. It was all right. It was all right.
I was upset when the Colts hired Jeff Saturday because they went from a guy who loves God a lot to another guy who loves God a lot. I was like, they're doing bad. Let's get a Satan guy in here. Get a Satanist in here. Maybe that'll turn their fucking luck around, you know? But they didn't do it. They never do. None of the coaches in the NBA or NFL love fucking Satan.
They got to go black Israelite.
Yeah.
Well, then they wouldn't have an offensive line.
By the way, so in case, yes, for people that like the first movie, yes, there is a bit where the kid yells pancakes, and Ryder Strong, when he's in the hospital, sees pancakes, so I guess that is a subtle reference to the first film.
Oh.
And that's why he's got pancakes on his brain, because everybody's being... That is Larry Fassender, I believe his name is.
What the fuck, man?
Who's the director. He's made a bunch of really cool shit. Including the Wendigo movie that we watched.
Hey, I was here for that.
Yeah, that's the director of that.
Oh, cool.
And he also appears in a ton of stuff.
Larry Fessenden.
Fessenden, thank you.
One.
You're the cop. Shouldn't you have...
Oh.
Oh, that looks fantastic.
Ooh, is that his trach hole?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm bleeding so much.
Does he have like a screen?
Oh, I would get out of there so fast. Yeah, so now this cop has basically already gotten tipped off that people have this thing, yeah. And he's starting to freak out that he's going to get it.
Yeah. He's like, I'm out. I'm not helping these people. That guy's still dying in there. He's like, still didn't suffocate all the way. We had a dog. We had a dog one time, and it got cancer, but we didn't know, and its fur peeled off like that one time. Like how that just, like, peeled his shirt, peeled his skin off. We just, like, put a hot towel on this dog because he had, like, a wound, and his fur just, like, peeled. It was just...
That poor dog.
It was so sad. We had to take him to get put down immediately, but we didn't know what was happening. We're just like, oh, my God, why is his fur, like, coming off? It was so bad.
Wow, poor dog.
Wait, did he just put two and two together?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has been. He knows. He knew something was wrong, but he just kind of put it all together.
Yeah.
Great way to get ready for prom. Another great way to get ready for prom.
Yes. That guy's 47. What's happening? Who is this?
Why is he gay? Is that just to be funny?
That, you know, the principal's just gay?
Yeah.
Because that's a joke.
I remember in 2007 when it was funny that everyone was gay.
Yeah, like a big like leather guy like that, too. Like how they like threw him in there. Yeah. Like
that was a gag for a long time.
Yeah, it was
the
great.
Leather Daddy. American Pie 3 had it.
Yeah, I guess around... They were just trying to make a movie around this time period that was like, I want to remake Cabin Fever or do a sequel. But it's all those like young movies combined with a horror movie.
Like, I need to... We need to bring back the... What is it? The big comedies of, like, the 2000s? People are saying that they're never going to come back.
Oh, yeah, like the tentpole comedies?
Yeah, like a Hangover or, like, a big dirty comedy, you know? People are saying they'll never make them again.
Like the group style?
Yeah.
Like...
Where you make fun of everybody for being gay or whatever, and then you're having a nice time with all your white friends. Something like that, you know?
So, that has been discussed, because we talked a lot on Spy Guys about...
See, this guy's reading African asses.
Wait,
it's all
but why
white
are they white?
Dude. Well, they were
so they're
South
watching
African.
Cabin Fever, by the way. They're watching the first Cabin
that's
Fever.
Oh, that's good. That's a good. I like that.
Little
Easter egg.
It's South African.
So with Billy Eichner complaining that nobody saw
his bros
because they're homophobic. But then when you look at the breakdown of movies that have done well over the last 20 years, there's only like two romantic comedies.
Right.
So like it's a failing genre.
Yeah. I mean, you could get it out and stream it. It's never going to come out in theaters again, I'm saying, I don't think.
Like, I think it was a mistake to have that be a big tentpole theater release. That should have come straight to Max or something. It would have done great.
Bros?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would have done well, too. I would have seen it if I could stream it at my house and jerk off alone at home. My friend Justin Covington's in it. I wanted to go see it to support him, but...
For movies to be largely successful, that's not the... You're right, it's not the template anymore, I feel like.
Such a great effect.
Oh, that's... I've done that so... I've had to pull my nails out so many times. It's just so gross.
Okay, I gotta ask. Your nails are falling off. You got a hole in your foot. Tim, what's wrong with you?
Well, the hole in my foot was from my work boots being just ultra nasty for way too long.
Oh, that was great.
And I would get my nails, or I would get my fingers, like, when I worked in the warehouse, I'd drop stuff on my hands and get my fingers, like, caught all the time, break my fingers. And, like, because I'm really accident prone. So, like, at one point I was stacking computers and I had, like, they got pinched and I had to, one of my nails just, I, like, had to pull it out. It was, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just regular warehouse work. That normally people would not get hurt doing, but because I'm so accident prone, I...
Oh, no, I'm a moron. I, when I was a janitor, I dropped a speaker on my foot.
Yeah.
And broke my big toe.
Ooh, that's
and,
brutal.
And, the full nail came out.
Yeah.
And, I just remember my boss being like, don't take your shoe off and see how bad it is, because then you're going to want to go home. So I just went home with a shoe full of blood.
Yeah. I remember I shit myself once at work going to get the mail. I shit myself, and I went up. I work for my dad, so I was like, "Hey, man, I shit myself. I think I'm sick. I gotta go home." He goes, "Just go take your underwear off." I go, "It's in my pants and my socks." And he was like, "Well, you're not sick. You're hungover, and so go home and shower and come back to work." I was like, "Ah, motherfucker."
All right, so this is our appearance by Judah Friedlander, who works at the water company.
Hey. Is this? Come on, man. This is American Splendor.
I don't know. This is 2007.
Well, it looks like that one. Here it is.
So he's already famous. I mean, he's on 30 Rock.
Yes.
Gross.
Yeah.
This is post American Splendor.
Thank you.
That was 2003.
He was great in American Splendor.
The guy from American Movie is also in this.
Oh.
I believe he plays Judah's cousin.
R.I.P.
Yes, correct.
Not that guy, the tall, skinny guy, right, though? Or which one?
I can't remember, but we'll see. I remember somebody from American Movie's in this.
I loved American Movie.
Sorry. Also, that teacher's hair lip is a prosthetic.
Yeah.
The actress is Angela Brown. And the main character, who looks extremely old for high school, is only about 23,
24. Oh, he's just ravaged.
Is that not okay? Yeah. No, I mean, yes.
You've been buttfucked by too many producers trying to get into the industry.
Prom queen speech.
You know, I have a friend who is a bit of a conspiracy nut. And he's convinced he figured out.
Really? You have a friend like that?
Who molested the Corys?
Oh, who was it?
It was somebody who produced the Friday the 13th films.
Wow. Because
Corey Feldman is in one of them. And he also worked with Corey Haim. And I think he might have gotten in trouble at some point for being a bad boy producer.
Yeah.
And yeah, my buddy is convinced that he's picked out the guy that Corey Feldman won't name.
Wow.
As the guy that molested the Corys. Ungrateful. Because remember Corey Feldman did like this big thing where he was like going to name names?
Yeah.
And then he didn't?
Yeah. Because whoever it is still alive.
And then he did that really good performance with his new new band.
Yeah. Because people with money can make lots of things go away.
I mean, it is crazy that neither Corey Feldman nor Macaulay Culkin have ever publicly accused Michael Jackson of anything. Do you think Michael Jackson was like, they're too famous, this will fuck it up?
I think, yeah, maybe somebody on their team was more like that, more than Michael Jackson. I don't know. Like,
I feel like you get so horny that you just don't even think about that anymore.
I don't know. It's
like, how's Joshua Primo from the San Antonio Spurs? I don't know if you know who that guy is. A rookie last year. He's 19 years old. He got kicked off the team for showing his dick to the lady that worked for them. It's like you get horny and stupid as a man, and then you become far too stupid. Also, that guy's an asshole. So now he's out of the NBA. He was, like, looking to be really good.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then he just shows his dick around everyone. Nice. I like this. Oh, is his dick going to fall off into the thing?
He's pissed.
They're all sick.
It's already got the stuff in there from the water. You don't have to also piss in there. I mean, piss away.
Oh, no. But is it blood now?
Oh, that was blood.
You know how much worse that is than piss?
So much worse.
I've never pissed blood. Zach, I feel like you may have, though.
I've never pissed blood.
Oh.
I've had blood come out of my dick.
Mm.
But that was from piercing related.
Yes.
I had a kidney transplant.
Oh, that'll make you piss blood.
Right after they put it in, you have to, like, piss out all the surgery blood. And it was like, the one nurse came in and was like, oh, your piss looks like those, your piss looks like those watermelon Dunkin' Donuts new coolers that they have. And I was like, oh, gross, I've seen the signs for those.
That is nasty.
It did kind of. It was very punchy looking for a week or whatever.
Wow.
It would clear out after that. It's normal.
How's your kidney doing now?
It's pretty good.
Nice.
Pretty chill in there. Yellow pee. Normal.
That's
yellow.
What you want. You want it clear, really. You need to drink a little more water.
Yeah, I should drink a little more water. You're right.
Oh, no.
Let me fire
that
up.
God, no. Zach, this movie's gross.
Yeah, now this is a little too much.
I don't like, I mean, the nail stuff. I like when the guy got hit by the truck.
No, I have a distinct blood pee hole memory with Josh Potter, who's a comic here, not the one from Buffalo. There's a comic here named Josh Potter, who's one of my best friends. And he met me at a bar after I had gotten my Prince Albert stretched.
Uh-huh.
And it was me, him, and his wife. And he said something that made me laugh. And I laughed, and just one drop of blood squirted out my dick. Like a fucking tear from the Virgin Mary. And I just looked at him and I went, my dick just cried blood. I need to go home.
Yeah, oh yeah, that'll make you go home.
Because what happened was, when I got my dick stretched, I realized I take subway turnstiles penis first.
Yeah, everyone does.
And you don't realize you do it until your penis hurts a lot.
All guys do that. I do hip.
I was just taking them straight to the dick.
I take it straight to the dick myself. Sometimes I'll throw a hand on there. I don't know why I do it. I think I just want to touch everything and get as sick as possible, but...
Probably why you had a sinus infection for a month, but, you know, continue. Be merry.
Fuck! He cleans up real good, huh? Where'd you get that? My mom got it down from the attic.
It's very dapper.
Dapper. I like it.
This is surprisingly, like, I do like this movie, but these guys are surprisingly personalityless.
Yeah, like, this guy, the guy with the emo hair, he's like, who is that guy in Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah.
He's like a knockoff brand of that guy.
Yeah.
And this guy's like a knockoff brand of every type of Christian Slater that they try to bring.
Oh, I was going to say Stifler.
Oh, yeah. Sean William Scott.
Shit, man. Paperwork's never been my thing.
Be careful with those files.
I watched, what's that
I'm
movie?
I'm just a night guard.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know anything about any of that stuff.
Dude just got his hair all picked out.
This is not some kind of book cooking cover-up or whatever. I don't know nothing about that. Just, you know, so you know.
Hey, you haven't seen my application floating around at the station, have you? I sent one in like 6
cases
months
of water.
Ago.
Hey, what's today?
Friday.
No, the fucking date, man. Jesus shit! Oh, daddy.
Is this an accent he's trying to do? Like, just the way he
talks. No, that's how he talks.
That's just how he talks?
He's the fucking party man, you know?
I like that he's a psycho in real life.
Yeah, just dial 9.
You can kind of tell.
Then you'll hear a dial tone.
Read it on
him.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a nut.
Look how he just did the phone number. He's like so angry about it.
It's me, Winston. Hey, man, I'm in some deep fucking shit down here. You gotta help me. Man, turn down the Sepultura and listen to me, motherfucker. No, I'm fucking serious, man.
Hey, these guys with you?
Hold on.
So now we're gonna add the element of
the government.
The government.
The government's
government.
In on
it.
You gotta tell Wait, the government's in on the killing the people?
I guess. I don't know.
They cannot deliver it. Do you understand me?
Why do I gotta tell them?
It's jurisdiction bullshit, you know?
Oh, bureaucracy. Okay.
Man, you're gonna be a fucking hero for this.
Oh.
You know what kind of pussy you're gonna get for this?
The sashimi.
Oh, man, you're gonna get the sashimi.
What's that?
Man, that's the primo pussy, man. No,
that's my favorite
smell.
Line of the movie.
Hero, man.
Thanks, man.
Damn, no smell. That's the selling point.
Water here is bullshit. Okay.
Have you ever had squibs attached to you for anything?
Nope.
They hurt. They pop.
Have you?
What is it?
Squibs?
Those little
bullets?
Things? No.
They hurt. Mm-mm. They hurt more than you think.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me to act in anything. Too
I'm
going
to ask you to act in something.
All right, I'll do it.
I'll put you in something.
Zach, I'm in. I got to talk to my people, but I'm in.
Thank you.
My people are Micah.
Yeah. Hey, honey, when you're done controlling the weather, can I be in a movie?
Mm-hmm. And make sure it's a nice day while we're shooting, please.
Yeah, thank you. It's an exterior. Can you ask your people to... Sunshine, please. All right, I think this is the song from Prom Night.
Oh, yeah.
coming.
I don't know, dude. I feel like at that age, you'd be so happy you caught the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, fuck, I would have even shown up the prom.
Well, this is what you got to teach yourself, like, as a kid, because you're like, well, I want another one now. But I never think any other girl's going to give me one except for her, right? So you have to go back in time and teach yourself as a child, be like, hey, listen.
There's more blowjobs out there.
You're going to get, don't
There's
worry.
There's an unlimited listen. Amount of blowjobs. It's up to you.
Don't be a creep. Quit being a creep. Let her go. Don't bother her anymore. Someone else will fucking blow you at some point. Maybe it'll take 2-3 years, but it'll happen.
Miss Hawker.
Why? She hit her.
That's good.
That's sick.
And then she twitched out after it.
Cassie?
It's me!
Cassie! You're here!
I'm here! Yeah, I changed my mind.
Have some lunch.
Thanks. Yeah. I thought about what you said today. I don't know. I just thought.
What do you think the cutoff is for how old somebody should be to play a teenager?
Hey, baby. 28, 29?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I casted a high school movie, and I had, like, straight up, like, 45-year-old men come in and be like, I could pass.
Wasn't, how old was what's-his-name in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Wasn't his friend, like, the guy who is in...
Cameron.
He was, like, 29 or 30 or something.
I think you might be right.
You couldn't leave well enough. Yeah, I've seen some pretty old high school.
Because if you go back and watch it now, you see, like, got some, like, crow's feet or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's like.
Hey, you
want to
know something about the girl?
He's too tired to be a high school. He's too angry.
I should be at fucking work.
I'm going to take her home, and I'm going to fuck her every which way I want because Whoa. I can.
Don't no do it. Do, not every way.
Cameron from Ferris Bueller was 30. What do
you think 30.
I was gonna say, the last time I played a high school, I think I was like 24.
Oh,
I aged out of it.
Why is the gay principal not going after the guy who called him a faggot?
It's a good question, to be completely honest.
Because it was 2007? I don't know. Every actor in this movie looks like they are some other actors. Like, yeah. The casting director wanted someone else, and they just could not get... They spent all the money on something else.
Like, that tall girl's supposed to be Ricky Lindholm, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a very good... So, the school logo is a... Or the school mascot is a rabbit. There is a rabbit in a... There's a guy in a rabbit suit. In the hospital of the first one.
Okay.
He put on the mask and then drank the water bottle.
Yes, that is very funny.
It's hilarious.
So, by the way, this is a cover of Somebody Put Something in My Drink by the Ramones.
Okay.
That's good.
Because don't forget,
speaking of rabbits,
janitor blood piss.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of rabbits, pretty good Easter egg.
You know what? That was a fucking great joke, Tim.
Is it still the piss blood? Because there's no way no one would notice.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't really show it.
The water is.
I would assume they go through more than one bowl of punch.
We got a real irony punch here.
Yeah. Is punch it V8?
Tastes like pennies. This punch tastes like black janitor piss.
I told myself I wasn't drinking any more black janitor piss. It's like that time I had that beer with the cigarette in it, and I was like, this is the best beer I've ever had.
You're that guy. There's that guy in every friend group that does that once.
I just picked up my beer. It was all foamy. I didn't know.
I've seen it happen.
I got to the end, and a cigarette fell in my mouth. I was like, wow, no wonder this beer was good. There was a cigarette in it. Tried to recreate it 3 different times, vomited 2 of the 3. Because
he's rich? Because he's popular? You were just the right level of not sick that night to where you're like, it tasted good. And you're like, oh, it was like I smoked and drank. And then any other time. Retarded not to see
that I'm in love with you. Mm-hmm. Everybody sees it. You hear that, retard?
Do you have any idea
how embarrassing that is.
One time I tried to drink vodka and milk. That was a bad puke.
You were like,
well, because in my head, I was like, well, it's a white Russian minus the Kahlua.
Minus the Russian.
You need the Kahlua.
I don't know.
But turns out, you really need that Kahlua.
Yeah.
The vodka and milk stinks.
Oh, my stomach feels like there's vodka and milk in it.
Not anymore. It's over. You need to get your girlfriend and take her back inside.
It's not my girlfriend, all right, man? I'm going home.
Stop. Get inside. Now.
I'm trying to think of other. I tried grape soda with. I can't remember what kind of liquor, and it was
rum?
Deadly. Maybe.
Because that sounds gross.
It was really bad.
Oh, we used to do that shit all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. Grape might be just bad with anything.
Well, I remember when we were like young, we were like, the best drink is Sailor Jerry's. Remember Sailor?
There was a huge
We used to think, and then we would mix it with everything. We did like Sailor Jerry's and Gatorade, and now I'm like,
ew.
I was like, we should have just.
I am still a proponent of vodka Gatorade.
Oh, we would do vodka Gatorades in a big way.
Sounds good. Not personally tried it, but sounds good.
Vodka Gatorade's a nice way, like, you know, you got a marathon or something.
It's keeping you hydrated.
Yeah, but you don't want to get the DTs.
Yeah.
Plus, you can pour it. You can just drink the, like, head of the Gatorade.
Yeah.
Oh, and fill
and
it.
Refill
and
it.
Fill, that makes sense for when you're
drink
fests
on the go.
And stuff, too,
Who are they? Fucking Gatorade. What have I been? I've been real into White Claws lately myself.
Yeah, you have. Did you ever vodka up a claw?
What?
You ever put some vodka
extra?
In the seltzer?
No, that would be. That's a good idea, though.
Trust me. That was actually a shout out to the OG, Alice Amico, my mother, who the first time she had a White Claw, she was, this would be good with a shot of vodka. And that's I started doing that.
New drink I've been into, long drink. It's a citrus gin drink.
Okay.
So it's like a White Claw, but it's gin.
Oh,
okay.
It's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I've been fucking with seltzers a lot. The Truly Margarita.
Is it good?
With tequila in it.
Oh.
I add tequila to it for an easy margarita.
Because I'm a gay bitch that likes gay bitch drinks. I like the as fruity and gay as a drink can get. That's what I want.
I'm a big tequila guy lately.
Yeah.
I've been doing that. Have you done ranch water yet?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Topo Chico.
Okay.
Seltzer. With tequila, lime juice... And then some people put a little, I think, like white wine or something in it.
Oh.
It's very, very good.
All right, this is incredible. I thought it was like a
when
ranch.
When you hear ranch juice, you think it's going to be ranch
like
dressing.
Spicy, yes.
And when I say ranch juice, you assume I have ranch dressing on me.
I thought the Hidden Valley Ranch packet that you make the dressing with and you like sprinkle that in and like pass it around.
Oh, yeah.
I have dated two women who keep ranch dressing in their purse.
Huh.
Two separate women.
You have an archetype.
Yeah,
and
no,
I'm
that
out
bothered.
Here. And
one
I'm
of my
here.
Biggest pet peeves is watching somebody put ranch on pizza. And that's what it was for both of them.
Oh, it's not that necessary.
I was over at Joe's Pizza. And this guy goes, you guys got any ranch? He goes, it doesn't need it. Get the fuck out.
There's a place at Penn State. I don't know if it's still there. It's called called Gumby's Pizza.
Ooh.
And they have these things called Pokey Sticks. It's basically just the white, all white, like the cheesy bread from Papa John's.
Yeah.
And that they serve with ranch with the Pokey Sticks.
Yeah.
So that white, all white thing, the sticks. Not a white pizza. The white bread, cheese bread sticks.
Yeah.
From Papa John's with ranch. I will do that, but never on regular pizza.
Yeah.
That's not necessary. It's disgusting.
No, if you're doing Papa John's. It all goes with the garlic butter sauce, baby.
Yeah,
but the ranch,
baby.
Both. Garlic butter sauce and ranch.
Oh, my man is dead.
Those sticks, I would have never thought of it without Gumby's Pizza. Shout out Gumby's Pizza.
Damn.
And keg parties at Penn State that I didn't go to.
I mean, I really like these shots.
That was really cool. I had a joke I did one time, got booed off stage. I said, what was that guy's name at Penn State, the coach?
There's a... Paterno.
No, the one that guy was fucking kids.
The other one is named...
Sandusky.
Yeah.
I was like, Jerry Sandusky. Well, they said he was in the shower with young boys and you heard rhythmic slapping. But you didn't hear any screaming. I was like, these children must have had huge assholes. and booed off stage. And I was like, all right, well, fair enough. Fair enough, audience.
They're not children. They're teenagers at that point, I think, to be fair. Teenagers. Oh,
well, they didn't see
it's the wording. It's the wording that matters.
It's because it wasn't factual.
It's exactly right.
Sorry. I'd like to take this moment in the episode to apologize to everyone I've ever told that joke to. I was wrong. They were teenagers who had been loosening their assholes for years. Teenagers,
by that point.
And I'm sorry.
Keep it.
I mean, if you're going to get molested, the shower is probably the best place.
Oh, yeah. You can wash the shame right off of you.
Yeah.
Soap it out.
Yeah, I mean, not that you want to be. It's not an ideal situation for anybody.
But to be already kind of warm in the shower.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, this is kind of sensual, I guess, if I can get, you know, the position I want on the
at
team.
At least you don't have to look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, it was prison style. It's behind.
I had the lightest molestation you could get at a Dairy Queen.
I'm listening.
Just had a man. We were at a Dairy Queen in Downers Grove, Illinois, and that's not where they sent me because they thought I had Down syndrome. But I was there with my friend, and this man comes up, and he goes, you guys got any change? And we were like, no. And then he stuck his hand in our pockets and then fiddled with our little kid dicks, you know? And then he kind of just left, and we got our ice cream. And I was like, huh, that was weird. So I told my mom, and she drove us back in a way where if the man was still there, I would have watched a man
die. Yeah, which she should, by all rights. Sure.
But I was like, I mean, that's about as light of a molestation that's as a pretty, you can get.
I got a light one once
as
an adult recently. Post-COVID, it was kind of unregulated open mic in early 2021.
Sure.
And we weren't really supposed to be in there yet at Raven Lounge. And a guy came to the downstairs bar, and he looked at me, and he went in the bathroom. And he came back out, and then he went in the bathroom again. And I didn't think it. And then he stood behind me, and I had on, like, stretchy pants, and he had a half-hard dick, like, against my ass crack for a second. And I immediately told the bartender at the time.
How was his hog, though?
He was definitely went in there and got it half-hard. Yeah. So for half-hard, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Bummer.
It was...
You want him to at least have a hog on him, you know, Zach?
It was like, I don't know.
Your Philly accent coming out just a little bit during that, I was like, he have a hard on. was it whiz wit or whiz wit out?
Oh, that sucks, though. Was he just like some creep that was at the bar?
Yeah, and then somebody like saw him around.
At another show?
Like different places in the city. And then he came back one time, and I was like, that's the fucking guy. So luckily after that, we didn't have to see him anymore. But
that's good.
Not without a light post-COVID molestation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what an ambitious guy to be like, hey, I want to go rub my dick on some unsuspecting women. You know what I'm thinking? Open mic.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just
Something is wrong.
So that's the girl that was pregnant.
Yeah, her baby is now out. Oh, no.
Help me, please.
This is just basically every bad prom.
Every bad, yeah, like.
Baby, I don't know what to do.
Call 911. It's 2007. Get your cell phone out.
In some states now, this is illegal.
Yeah. In some states, you're a murderer.
Yeah. In some states, if you get a flesh-eating bacteria and you have your baby too soon and throw it in the trash, you're going to jail, honey. And that's why it was so important to vote.
Hey, it's timely. It's relevant.
Kill her. Oh!
She could still come and I got a clot. Oh, jeez.
This movie is nasty.
Yep, hold on, that was my brain.
Yeah. It came out the other end.
I guess she was pregnant. Moving on.
Well, see you later, bitch.
At Catholic school, we had a pregnant chick. They made her go to another school until she had her child, and then she could come back.
I've heard stories like that.
It was wild. She's dead now. R.I.P.
I mean, natural progression.
Nicole Nagel. I was like, what's Nicole up to? She was my friend, you know? And then I look her up on Facebook and everyone's like, R.I.P. Nicole. I was like, ah, bummer.
Sounds like someone that dies name.
Yeah.
This is the guy from American Movie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Fucking shit, man. This fucking world's coming to an end. We gotta get the fuck out of Dodge.
No, don't do this to me, man. I just came down here to pick your silly ass up, man.
What is this, man?
Oh, my dear, you are pathetic. Take that back.
Listen, man, I got everything figured out. I got my paperwork out of that fucking office. They're not even gonna know
what is this plot line?
It's him trying to escape what he thinks is the apocalypse, but he's also just an idiot cop.
I wish this dude could have become the next Kevin Smith, the American movie guy. So then we could be inundated with his friends as well on podcasts and having to watch
him. And watch him cry every time a new superhero movie comes out.
I watched the new Clerks for about, 50 minutes on that red eye back from LA the other night. Fell asleep, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I didn't check it out yet. I did see Brian O'Halloran at this weird festival thing that we did a show at called Witchcraft in New Jersey. He was randomly there, and we thought it was a guy cosplaying him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was so weird.
Was he nice?
Yeah, he was super nice.
Did he have a hog on him? Anybody find out?
He was not standing that close to me.
Oh, okay.
He's been very nice at everything I've ever seen him at. Yeah. I as well saw the new Clerks, and it was a movie.
Okay.
Zach says it's a movie.
I saw the shit out of it.
Okay.
I thought it wasn't too bad for what I was from what I saw.
Compared to Clerks 2, I felt it was a giant step backwards.
Clerks 2 was very good.
Clerks 2 is very good. This was a very small movie.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with what they did. Like, I don't. I mean, it's his movie. I can't say I don't agree with his decisions, but I just, I thought it was a bummer.
Okay.
I haven't seen Clerks 2 in forever, and I did think Clerks 2 was way better than it was going to be.
Yes. Clerks 2 is surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Does it go with your theory of how it's hard to remake friend group comedies like that?
Oh, I wasn't... That, no, like, I'm idea. Not saying... I was saying because of how... People are saying because of how everyone is now that they get mad at, like, the big gross-out comedies. And,
or it's
like,
just, like, anything, I mean.
Yeah, but, no.
No.
I don't think it goes against.
Well, I mean, just even think about how many movies for us growing up, the entire plot was a guy can't do something, so he dresses like a girl and does it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mrs. Sure. Doubtfire, Juana Man.
Tootsie,
the one where they were in a fraternity.
Oh, yes. Sorority girls.
Sorority boys.
Yeah.
I think it was called.
Yeah, sorority boys or sorority girls. It's either one of those.
You know, that was an entire genre of film.
Yeah. And now it's a lifestyle. And if you say it's wrong, I'll fuck you up because I'm an ally.
I mean.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Zach. I do it for you, Zach.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
My allyship. LGBTQIA calling me. Oh, thank you very much for your service. You're welcome.
You've earned one free reach around.
You've earned one free F. Use it at your liking.
You've earned one free glory hole visit.
Oh, God. I've never seen one in real life.
Me neither.
I feel like whatever it is, I feel like either the hole would be too big or it would not. I wouldn't be the right height for it.
Yeah.
I would have too much anxiety.
Well, they said that in Porky's, when the guy puts his dick through the hole, they had to hire a guy with a big dick to put it through the hole.
Yeah.
Because none of the cast had a big enough dick to like
even get it through there. Yeah,
well, to show enough hog through the hole.
Yeah, where it's
not
just like a little top coming out. And logistically, with like building composition, you're not just going right through a 1-inch wall.
Right.
It's layers of stuff in there. So, bathroom stall that has been pre-drilled out is maybe your best bet in like a truck stop.
Yeah. And I've still never seen one there.
No. I've been in a lot of weird gas station bathrooms. Nope.
I don't know how much gay stuff went on, but I know there.
Probably a lot.
At Show World in Times Square, there was a crack dealer. Because my friend was a security guard at the haunted house upstairs.
Okay.
And one time they brought him downstairs because they were short a guy. And he was literally working security on the line for the crack dealer.
Huh.
Because they had a deal with him. That, like, that was his territory.
That's pretty crazy.
And then, like, halfway through it, he asked my buddy, he goes, hey, man, what kind of piece you got on you? And he just, like, didn't understand. He's like, what? He's like, what are you carrying? He's like, none. He goes, you don't have a gun? He's like, dude, we got to get you a gun right now. And he starts calling people. Like, no, please, don't want
this guy needs to be armed immediately.
Also, in the stuff they just looked at, the word amputated was spelled wrong. It says, it said amputated.
Oh. No, he cheated on you, Cassie.
Don't fucking touch me, John.
Don't listen to him.
It's just skin disease, man. It's just skin disease. They're in the building, man. You gotta get out of here.
How does he know all this?
Because he was in the library reading about his wounds.
Oh.
I figure you just gotta call a mulligan or something like this. Everybody's gonna get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was saying about COVID. Like, let's all just get it.
Me and you co-headlining in an empty bloody prom.
Oh, what a dream.
I can't!
I'd let you go second, just so I, just so more people could die while I was up there. Get the better audience.
Just dropping like flies. Coughing up blood everywhere.
Oh no, brother, you're fucked.
Got that monkey pox, bro.
He got that monkey pox. He got that monkey pox.
Under the assumption we don't see him again, I think it's interesting. The guy in the rabbit costume is Ozzy Alvarez, who's a makeup effects artist on a ton of stuff.
Oh, cool.
Including the Insidious movies, Brightburn, Logan, a whole bunch of big stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, that's wow. Cool. That's interesting. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So that is akin to many fire extinguisher deaths recently, all akin to the movie Irreversible that did it the best. But we also, I believe, just saw one in The Sadness, if I'm not mistaken. But none as good as Irreversible. The greatest fire extinguisher death ever done.
Did they put the fire extinguisher in his mouth?
No, they just beamed to death like that, but it's really, really visceral.
Oh, nice.
So there were actually other versions of this movie written. Eli Roth wrote a sequel treatment, as did Adam Green, who gave us the Hatchet movies. But for some reason, people at Lionsgate didn't like either, and they commissioned a third script. Which is very weird, because you would think you want the guy who made the first one to write the second one.
Sure. Eli Roth made the first one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why it's good.
But his co-writer on the first one, Randy Perlstein, is also involved in this one. So I think he was the connection.
Ah. You know, I've never really liked an Eli Roth movie.
I appreciated his early work. Over the years, I feel like he got, too, I don't know, almost like tied up in his own head or something about it. But I liked, at the time they came out.
I made the joke last week that every Eli Roth movie is a group of kids go somewhere they're not supposed to be, are disrespectful towards it and the residents, and then die one by one.
Yeah.
And that essentially is Cabin Fever, both hostels and Green Inferno.
Yeah, it's a formula, and it's, yeah, I feel like.
And his remake of Death Wish was fine, it just didn't need to happen.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah, it didn't, I was like, this doesn't, I saw it, because I love Death Wish. But I was like, this is,
yeah. I was just going to saw through the bone, just, nope, just let's do it. Just like, but she's already got it from touching him.
And I saw, wasn't it Hostile? Was it?
She's getting covered in his blood. She's got it.
Yeah. Should have put on the guard. Wasn't Hostile based on the fact that you can go to Thailand and pay like $20,000 and kill a man?
And shoot somebody in the head, yeah. Possibly. Yeah, that's the rumor.
Yeah.
Who's all this so you could die slower of a skin disease?
That's going to get you in about 24 to 48 anyway. Like, well, we're really shutting this down. I didn't mean it.
Want to vomit. Don't kiss each other covered in blood, you fools.
They're already both ill. Oh. I'm happy when this guy gets it.
This guy's a better actor than the other, everybody else so far.
How are you gonna tell a bitch in high school she was nothing before you?
She wasn't. He made her.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, he's the king of the... He was like you. He was like the king of that high school.
You broke up with me in high school? You're getting beat with a fucking hammer, I'll tell you that.
She hit him with one nail gun, he's dead.
Oh, pretty good looking.
Oh, nice. That looked cool.
They did not do a good job quarantining the school.
No.
And I don't know what they thought the escape route here was going to be. It wasn't too well planned.
Was that spit, like, was that a nod to, what's that movie where they kiss with the spit? It's the, with the high schoolers, with Ryan Phillippe and,
Cruel Intentions?
Cruel Intentions.
I don't know. I thought it was like Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, yeah,
I was thinking like the Spider-Man kiss when you started to say the kiss with spit, but no.
And his web comes out?
Yeah.
No, I think it was just supposed to be that everybody's very gross and fluid.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Like that was it forming already. It was already mucusing up.
Yeah.
All right. We've got far enough into this episode. Major confession time.
Okay.
Many years ago, I was watching this movie with a gal. And we had done mushrooms.
Okay, oh.
And about maybe this point in the movie, maybe a little earlier, her cat had scratched her the day before on the back of her arm. And I'm on mushrooms watching this movie, and I'm staring at the wounds, and in my head they're pulsating, and they're growing in front of me.
Of course they are.
And I went, oh no, she has it. Because I'm on mushrooms.
No. Yep.
And I forgot what's real and what's not.
Sure.
And I went, oh no, she has it. And then I went, I have to kill her.
Oh, no, Zach, no.
It's my only, I have to save her.
Like right now, I have to kill her. It's all
and then
over
I went,
her.
Oh no, I had unprotected sex with her. Oh,
I have it too.
I have it because that's how Ryder Strong got it, the first one. And I literally went in the first one. I'm like, yeah, so yeah, she's got to go, man. And I'm like, what am I going to do? And I literally thought as far as, like, well, I got to kill her, but I have it too. So I got to kill myself. I don't want to spread it, though, so I'm going to set the house on fire. And I made the whole plan until I went, oh, this is a movie.
Logical response.
Thank God we're watching a movie.
Logical
I'm glad
response.
You were. I'm glad you were making the plan for a while, though.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, she's fucked.
Oh, and I wasn't just shooting for it?
Yeah.
I watched Devil's Rejects on mushrooms one time. I don't recommend that. Oh,
that's my favorite movie.
It's a great movie, but I don't recommend it on mushrooms. I watched Blade on mushrooms one time. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, Blade is tight.
I saw this whole scene with like a dance party that didn't even exist. Yo, this girl.
So, remember how she said she had work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what she does?
Yeah. I knew she was a sex worker the way she said it.
If I get one of the other
she
girls
said,
to
I
cover
work.
My shift.
Break a leg, whore.
I only recently found out. And don't touch my stuff. Josh Adam Myers told me at strip clubs they have a little mirror at ass height so girls can check their assholes for toilet paper before they go on stage.
Smart. That'd be the most.
Why would you use that?
That'd be the most used mirror by me.
Can we get these girls bidets, though? Can we talk about that? Like, they get a mirror.
By the way, this strip club is garbage.
Yes. Yeah.
This is like, there's like a podium from like a school presentation on the stage that somebody just like.
This is almost as bad as the one I went to in Louisville where the stripper was outside with she had no teeth, screaming on the phone at a guy about $10 that he owed her in a way where you would have thought it was $20,000.
It really looked like the inside of Signatures that used to be in Philly. That was one of the shows we've done shows at, but it's the same exact shitty setup.
This is inside for Zach, but this looks like it could have also been a Pizza Hut.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
I believe that.
You're not wrong. Or it could, be honest, could just have been a room in the high school that they put the two poles in.
Oh yeah.
The more I look at it, this could be a room in the high school. No, there's a bar.
I don't know. I'm trying to look underneath that bar right now, and that whatever that netting is under there, I don't know if that would.
Not like it's hard to rent a bar.
Yeah, because this looks like a school stage. That looks exactly like an elementary school stage. And like this, these podiums that's like in a cheap school that doesn't have any money, doesn't have any
funding.
Please
tell me she vomits blood on them.
Please.
Oh, no.
He's got it. The military.
Oh, gross.
Is that sweat or squirt?
By the way, not a great look.
The silver gloves,
I don't.
Excessive and do not go with the costume. They're very ball gowny. Like a drag queen would wear it, should be wearing.
She's giving whore Judy Jetson.
Yeah, the rest of it, yeah, I agree. But yeah, lose the gloves. I mean, yeah, lose the bra too, but. They're like ill-fitting. It's driving me bonkers now.
No. Yep.
Oh, no.
You know it.
Nah.
Oh, no. Wound titties. It looks like there's corn under her skin.
It's cold.
It's corn. It's cold.
Big lump of tits. They got the juice. They got the juice.
Can't imagine a more corn. Beautiful thing.
It really is. I'm going to throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Getting a dance from her after that?
Like, well, that one guy said he'd still fuck her.
He's like, turn around. I don't care. Honestly, you mind? She's like, I gotta puke real quick. You mind? She's absolutely gonna vomit blood on him.
I love how unnecessary this whole stripper scene is.
It adds very little.
Yes. What the fuck? This is the grossest movie I've watched here, by far. Because it's all been pretty realistic looking.
Dude.
That's pretty funny. You don't throw away an apple because of a little brown spot the Mexican guy just said.
The older guy,
funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
You just take that shirt off at that point.
By the way, that's the end of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for no reason.
Okay.
Now we're going to go into an animation.
Those directorial issues that they couldn't figure out
how to end. Yeah.
They hated it already. He hated it already.
I mean, imagine having to explain to your wife how you have stripper puke all over your shirt.
If you're in there with your tie and suit jacket on, like your homie from your old job.
I'd be like, I wasn't at a strip club. I was at a daycare helping out late at night. Third shift parents.
Did I ever tell you, this is a street joke, and I've heard it a bunch before. Have you ever heard the one about the guy whose wife tells him he's got to quit drinking?
No.
So he goes to the bar one night, and he starts drinking. He winds up getting hammered. His wife said, if you come home drunk again, you know, this is it. And he goes to the bar, and he gets drunk. And he goes to there, and he throws up, and he gets it on his shirt. And he goes up to the bartender and he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got puke all over my shirt. And my wife's going to kill me. He goes, here, take $20 and put it in your shirt pocket. And say that you were at the bar. Some other guy got drunk. And he gave you $20 to get your shirt laundered. He goes, that's really cool. So the next day, you know, he goes home, puts away his clothes in the hamper, and the wife wakes up, takes it out, and sees it, sees the puke. She goes, what the fuck? You said you weren't getting drunk anymore. He goes, oh, no, honey, last night at the bar. The guy got drunk, he threw up on my shirt, but here, look, he gave me, look in the pocket, he gave me $20 to get it dry clean. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, wait, there's $40 in here. He goes, oh, yeah, he shit my pants, too.
Yeah. Oh. I saw a guy recently with shit on the outside of his pants.
I believe that.
It's a real bummer.
My friend has an Airbnb, and she said, like, she came back, and her top, you know, cover on the bed was just shit smears all over at the one time.
Hell yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Cabin Fever 2, Spring Fever, and this credit sequence is the opposite sequence of the first, the way the first one begins. There is a little stinger at the end, but we don't need to see it, so I'm going to wrap up tonight's film. Thank you guys so much for watching. I want to thank my guests, Sonya Z and Tim McLaughlin. This has been a fun one. And the No Need for Apologies guys are here, so I don't want to take any much more time in this room. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Bye.
Bye.